If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Everyone, I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future. And today's topic is Listening to Children's Bodies and Energies, Part 3. Thanks for asking for Part 3. So we're going to do it today. This show is all about where we can connect with our bodies, partner with it, so that we can have conscious communication that improves our mood, improves our mindset, gives us more clarity and ease, so we can apply this to any area of our life to create lives that light us up, that are beyond whatever has been projected or expected of us from anybody, including from ourselves. And today's topic is near and dear to my heart, as many of you know. I'm a family and child coach. I've been working with families and children since I was 11, but more professionally in a traditional sense for about 17 years now. And it's been really, really cool to get feedback from y'all on these topics around combining energies and awareness and more evidence-based cutting-edge psychology with our work and with our families and with our lives. In addition to this, we're going to be playing around with some of the tools that I use as a body and relationship coach. My life coaching that I do incorporates an awareness of bodies, and I'm inviting all of you to connect with your bodies today. So hi, bodies. Hello. Are you here? Are you with your body today? Let's do it. And the other thing that we're going to consider and tiptoe around or maybe dive into, depending on what I pick up on from y'all and how much you're willing to receive, I'm also going to talk about some of the elements of living and the body process, the living and dying body process. Some of those energies will be activated for us to perceive and contribute to our bodies today as we're talking about some of these tools. So the other announcement I want to make is we are setting up some classes. I'm going to mention it in a little bit later after our first break, but we are setting up some classes in some new cities, and some people had sent in questions asking, how do I reach out? How do I set up a time to talk? If you are interested in hosting a class and you're interested in reaching out, you can message us through the website empoweringlightlanguage.com or email me at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. And those that reached out or those that I knew that were really great hosts before, they're creating new classes again. And so if that's something that's of interest of you, let's talk. Now, today's topic, listening to children's bodies and energies, part 3. I'm going to read the description for y'all. So what are children's bodies trying to tell you? Children's developmental age, interests, their state of mind, mood, or behavior can provide a lot of information, and it's just the beginning. As we discuss in part 1 and part 2, and the links for those episodes are in this episode's description and page, okay, so you can check that out. They are super tapped into their bodies and aware of energy. What if that was an invitation for you to perceive and receive more so that you can have a greater understanding of their needs, how you can advocate for them, reduce the impact of negative experiences, or have more enjoyable time making memories with them? What would that look like exactly? So for those wishing to empower their children as they become a more empowered example for them and with them, this is going to be an essential conversation that you won't want to miss. Now, when we're talking about this, as we explore some of these simple energetic tools and these body awareness resources that I'm going to mention, you will receive some messages from your body. Okay, we're constantly receiving messages from our body. All right, and this is one of the things that you can say to the kids in your lives too. Your body's telling you messages. A lot of parents don't tell their kids that and then actually invite them to listen to those messages. So say hi to those messages. Say hi to your body today, please. Hi, body. Give it a squeeze. Okay, it's a great way to start your day by saying hi to your body. Give it a hug. Okay. And the messages that you receive, lean into them. Okay, lean into them. Even if it's just for our time together today as you're listening to this episode, and see which are a yes, which are a no for you, for your body, and for the bodies of those that you're wishing, hoping, desiring to have more clarity and ease with. The energy of this call already is so interesting. So acknowledge that if you are very energetically inclined, if you're picking up on some of this intensity, just notice it and soften. Be like, oh wow, I'm aware of a lot right now. This is really interesting. And this is part of what I find particularly curious when I talk about children and their bodies and energy. There's this charge that's different than when I talk about adults and their bodies and energy. What is that for you? What do you know about that? So join us in the chat and comment if you have some ideas on what's going on here. Okay. You can use these tools no matter the child's age, no matter if there's a diagnosis involved in their lives or not. This is applicable to basically any child I've ever met. All right. So this is really doable and accessible. All right. So if you're thinking, oh, that's only going to work if a child's younger, or it's too late for my kid to use this, or gosh, I wish I had had this when I was a kid and now it's too late for me, all of that, delete, delete, delete. Because this is also for us as adults. It's not too late for us either. And anywhere that you've been buying that baloney, would you let that go, please? Could you move on, them on so we can have a different possibility together, please? Just for the next like 45 minutes or so, you can go back to like limiting yourself and saying that nothing's possible and that everything's gonna go to crap after the next 45 minutes. Just be here with me for right now, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And make sure you have the energy and the awareness of the children and the kids, the bodies that you would like to have more clarity and ease with, that you'd like to create a different possibility with, and include your inner child as well. We've done some episodes and talks now quite a bit about our inner children. There's, of course, way more we can talk about, but say hi to your inner child as well. Okay, and let's play together now. You ready to play a little bit? So, one of the things that I really like about working with kids is that they love the weird. They love the fantastical. They love the different. And I love incorporating that into my work. And part of what is wonderful about kids is, especially those earlier ages, but even later on, in the generations that are coming about right now, they love supporting difference. I remember when I was first starting my career, by like age 5 or 6, kids were starting to buy so much of the judgment of the adults in their lives that they were already starting to tell you, no, you can't do that. You can't have the cloud be purple. You can't have the chair be blue. You know, oh no, it's supposed to be a brown chair. It's supposed to be a white cloud. And they would start telling the other kids around them and me to not be so different, to not use my imagination, to already start going and constraining myself and us, who they were talking about to their peers, to stay in the lines, to only color in the lines, to only experience life in a certain way. And that was starting at 5, at 6. And now what I'm starting to see is that it's a lot later. Now I'm seeing students that are in elementary school, in middle school, and they're like, yeah, do you. Express yourself, change your hair color, shave your head, Like, I remember when I first started, I was very hesitant to shave my head, even though I wanted to forever, like since high school. But I was worried that they were going to not let me work with the kids. If they saw my tattoos, they were gonna think I was a dangerous person, and they weren't gonna let me do what I'm here to do with children and with families. And now there's more of an acceptance. And so I think kids are embracing their childish enthusiasm and their imagination and able to hold on to it longer right now, which is so beautiful to me because that's so necessary for them to deal and cope with the insanity that is going on right now. As soon as they're trying to not be the magic that they've always been, it's so much harder to deal with this crazy. Is anybody else like noticing how much easier and better it is when you're able to laugh, when you're able to play, when you're able to let things kind of slide off more because you're like, I'm willing to dance around this wicked, whoa energy. And so I'm really just so impressed by the kids that are in the schools right now that they've noticed that a lot of those things that they were told before isn't actually true, doesn't really work. And so they're asking way more questions and not buying so much of the lies that many of us bought when we were kids. They're not buying it anymore. They're actually looking at different possibilities. So that's really, really cool. Thanks and hi to the people that just joined in the chat room. Awesome. We have a chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatrooms. You can jump in and chime in. Gosh, the part of what I wanted to do with this call too, y'all, is yes, I've had this gift with kids and with families for as long as I can remember. And yet I love that these tools that I'm going to talk about are so simple that no matter if you're kind of scared of kids or you haven't had much experience with certain ages of kids, this will work. This will work. And people have been asking me for years, and I love talking about this, about how can you use and combine evidence-based practices, there's more traditional things that are research-based, the cutting-edge psychology. How can you combine that with your awareness of energy and bodies and these energetic tools that sometimes you can't really explain why they work, but they do? This is what we're going to get into today because a lot of you are trying to do what I used to do, which is keep this serious. Oh, this is what I went to school for, stuff over here. And then your awareness of bodies and energies and possibility over here, and you keep them separate. And it takes so much energy to do that. It's so much extra work. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to make my life easier, not harder. So anything that I'm keeping compartmentalized actually is more effortful for me personally. That being said, I have some friends of mine that the compartmentalization is what actually is easier for them. So do what works for you. Like I said, you'll know what's a yes and you'll know what's a no for you and your body and for the people involved. But this is definitely coming from my preference to not have to separate, to just have it all together and see what works. Let's see what works depending on what's going on with you and with the children in your lives. Okay. All right, I'm looking here. All right, we got a little bit of time, so let's get started in one of these things. So one of the things I want to make sure that we're clear on is some of the tools that I talk about are awarenesses and are questions you can ask. And it's questions to get information, to have those energies, those awarenesses come up, those ahas, like, oh, I can do this. Oh, we could go here. Oh, I should talk to this person, right? You ever had those like that? I usually have them in the shower, like in the or on the toilet, but that's probably too much information. I'm like, oh, shit. And the other thing is that there's not just one. So there's not just one thing that's gonna work. So if any of you are looking for, oh, there's gonna be a one and done, that's not how kids is, that's not how life is. So be willing to have new things come up. And then the next thing, and the next thing that you can lean into as a message that will work for you, your body, and the bodies that you care about. And when we're looking at what's a good yes and what's a good no, if you are considering these tools for your family or for your classroom, for your medical practice, for your community center or early childhood center, your school, right? Ask, what's our yes? What's our yes? Not what's my yes with my body? What's our yes with all of the bodies that are in this space and that will come to this space, that will ever visit this space? If I had a brick and mortar business instead of the online traveling one that I have, I would absolutely ask, what's our yes for all of the employees, for all of the staff, for all of the people that come in, for all the people that have ever come there? And notice the energy of that. And it can come through a sensation, a movement, a feeling. And then if it's not quite clear or loud enough, ask for it to be louder with ease. Hey, body, could you ramp it up with ease, please? I don't want it to be like an upheaval. I don't want to feel like I'm grabbing my ankle. Someone's grabbing my ankles and shaking me upside down, which has definitely been something I've noticed when I don't ask that sometimes. It's like, oh, it's here. Louder with ease. Okay. And what's our no? Our no. And if that's not quite clear, you don't hear the sound, you don't see the visuals, you don't have the sensation, the movement, the knowing quite clear enough, like, could I have that be louder with ease? And especially when there's a lot going on, and when is there not a lot going on with families? Sometimes those things are not quite loud enough because everything else that you're balancing and juggling is louder. So it's a great time to be like, hey, could this be louder than all this with ease right now, so I can get clarity on what I need to do, where I need to go, who I need to talk to? Okay, thank you very much. Wah-wah. It's there. And then you can use that to guide your choices, okay? All right, let's take our first break, y'all. This is the Choosing a Different Future on the Inspired Choices Network with Cedis, with myself, Cedis. And we will be right back to talk about listening to children's bodies and energies, part three.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com. Or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today's show topic is Listening to Children's Bodies and Energies, Part 3. Our show is brought to you by Protandim's Tri-Synergizer. Take advantage of the important contribution from every Protandim supplement. You get comprehensive benefits, including support for healthy aging, optimal cellular energy, improved mental focus, and healthy longevity. It's a level of benefits you can only get from teamwork. The Protandim family of products works by activating your body's pathways to enhance its own functions. They activate the production of antioxidants, mitochondria, and sirtuins, key components for overall long-term health. The result of this triple-tier approach is our most powerful solution. You can go to cirisrivas.lifevantage.com or this episode's page for more information. I've been taking this product for over 5 years myself. I love it. It helps me so much have more energy to do all the things that I need to do to get up in the morning with more energy. And I definitely noticed the change in mental clarity when I don't take it. So very, very grateful for this product. And before we went on break, we were starting to talk about how we need to get our yes and our no with everybody that we're involved with, that we're asking questions with. If it's a school, if it's a business, if it's a family, this is really important. And it's also going to show up in very different ways. So I love inviting families to actually have discussions with their kids about how they perceive energy. A lot of parents don't even think to ask this. And this is the same for our family until my mom was reading the book Messages from Spirit back when I think I was in like middle school, maybe high school at the latest. And we all sat around the table. I remember my sister was there, my brother was there, I was there, and my mom. And she opened up the book, Messages from Spirit, and she was talking about clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, what all these different things are, which are basically, how do you receive messages? Do you receive it from sound, from knowing, from feeling it, from smelling it, all these different things. Some people, the taste changes when their body's trying to tell them something, right? And this was actually at the time frame is coming from spirit. Now I like looking at it as from spirit, as in the unseen and the universe and all these things that other people don't talk about, but also from our bodies. That was a piece that wasn't quite as explicit to me when I was reading that book that now I've developed over the course of all these trainings and sessions that I've done with people and now the energy work that I invite people to play with. So are you talking about your awareness of energy and of messages? You know, one of the things I love when I ask kids, how do you know when something's right for you, when something's going to work for you? And a lot of kids know that. Oh, it's something that makes me smile, or I jump up. I have some kids that will tell me, oh gosh, I get this like in my stomach, like, and I'm like, ooh, okay, cool. I've heard so many different things. They'll tell me, oh gosh, when something wasn't going to work for me, I actually felt like somebody was pulling me backwards. I was like, oh, okay. Like when my friends were telling me to go to this party, my body literally went, whoa. And I was like, and what happened at that party when you didn't go? And it's like, oh yeah, some stuff went down at that party that I'm really glad I wasn't there for. It's like, I'm so glad you followed your awareness on this. So it's really such a simple thing. I told you, I promise these were going to be simple. All right. There's plenty of complex in the world and in families' lives. I try to make things really accessible and simple. So are you having those conversations? And I think a lot of my parents, they hesitate to think to even talk about this because they're not really sure for themselves how they're receiving messages. So they don't want to look like foolish or, oh, I can't believe I'm whatever age I am and I don't know this about myself or I'm not as clear about this. I invite you to get over it, please, because this is the conversations that will give you that clarity and that practice. A lot of it is that we were told that this isn't something valuable or important to know about ourselves. It's not your fault. I'm working on, actually, funny enough, after I was part of the Wild Souls Gathering Summit recently at the end of July, beginning of August, I really got even more clearly that I'm going to have to develop a program, some kind of class that school districts can implement that have an awareness of bodies and energies. Like it's a body class, calling it a body class, but everything related to bodies, how you receive messages, how you connect with bodies, all the things that we weren't told, that we weren't taught, that we really needed, that would have made things so much easier for us. a body class. And how schools can implement this then and have that is just as important as math and science and social studies and going to gym. Like, and you don't even have to have it be like in the gym class, which I get that they would probably want to do that because they want to lap everything into gym these days, where it's like health and fitness and well-being and movement. And then let's add this in too, because gym teachers don't have enough to do. Like, big hug to my gym teachers out there, physical education teachers. So this is something that I'd really, really, it's important to me. I'm really passionate about, because if you had had these conversations as a kid, you wouldn't be quite so reticent to have them as an adult. And that's not your fault. But you can be the adult that you as a child needed now. And it takes you putting on your big girl pants, your big boy pants, your big person pants, and leaning into this so that you can be an example of what else is possible, especially when you connect with your body and you partner with it. So really have these conversations and see for yourself, and also tell your kids, hey, it's okay if you don't really know, because I don't really know. I'm not, and it changes all the time, or I know some days, or it's clear some days, and other days it's really tricky. And having that vulnerability, the empathy with them, and also the vulnerability is really, really important. I was just talking with one of my favorite families that I've been working with for years, and the kiddo needed to have teeth pulled, and they have autism and they have neurodivergence and some attentional challenges and sensory challenges. And they've just come so far, and then this child has been having this tooth pain and they need the teeth pulled, right? And they'd had one pulled a couple weeks ago, and it was this big upheaval because it was unexpected emergency dental surgery and removal. And so they were not as prepared, and the parents weren't as prepared to talk about it. But now they kind of knew what to say, and that their child needed to have these discussions that was going to help regulate them and calm them down. Kids just want to know that they're not alone. And we as adults just want to know we're not alone. But sometimes we forget that kids need that, and we avoid the very conversations that will let them know they're not alone, that you're with them, that you're willing to share your worries, your hopes, your dreams, how you regulate yourself and calm yourself down when you're stressed, when you're scared, when you're overthinking. What do? If you have a child that is anxious, have you talked to them about what you do when you're anxious, or what you've done in the past when you've been anxious, and open yourself up to sharing those experiences so that they get you're not perfect, they're not perfect, and neither of you need to be. It's not required. It doesn't create more to try to be perfect. I wish someone had told me that forever ago. So I worked really hard to try to be perfect, and it was exhausting and crippling, really. It was horrible. So what are those conversations that you're not having around bodies, around energies, that if you're willing to have it, would create more for you and the children that you love? Is it about intimacy and sex and self-pleasure? Is it about how you receive messages, how you avoid receiving messages? What are the things that you do that is avoiding messages? I've had a lot of kiddos, particularly teenagers now, when I was working with middle school and high school students. I don't really have any middle school and high school students right now, interestingly. Yeah. But I usually do. And there's been a lot of really interesting conversations about, gosh, when I'm really stressed, I do these things to avoid it. And they were really kind enough to share that with me. So I said, these are some of the things that I do when I don't really want to think about these things that are going on with my family, or these stresses about finances, or these upheavals in my business. This is what I'll do. And just acknowledge, like, everyone needs to dissociate every once in a while. Disassociation is actually a compensatory strategy that we need every once in a while to reset. So the idea is we have to come back to the situation, hopefully with more energy, more clarity, so that something can change, so that we can open more doors to new possibilities. And this was really eye-opening for me until I read, it was eye-opening for me when I read the book What Happened to You by Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Bruce Perry, because I kind of got that, like, oh, you need breaks. I would call them breaks. And since I do a lot of work with children with sensory integration disorders and challenges with processing sensory information and overall, I was like, oh, it's like a sensory break. So I would give myself a sensory break. But sensory breaks are just another word for disassociating in a healthy, conscious way. There's disassociation that's not healthy, where you're shutting down, where you're going away, that you maybe is a response to other experiences that you've had. And even then, I say unhealthy, but it's just more unconscious because it's fitting a need in some way. It's working for you in some way, and until you recognize where it's not working for you, you won't change to something else. So these conversations are really, really powerful. Let's go ahead here. Yeah, let's go ahead and take our next break, y'all. And then I'm going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about listening to children's bodies and energies. And we're going to talk about some of the questions you can ask yourself, your children, or your family so that you can have more clarity and ease on how you're aware of these bodies and energies to begin with and what you can do to use that to your advantage. All right, we'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com. Or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today, our show topic is listening to children's bodies and energies. Also, our show is brought to you by Protandin's Tri-Synergizer. Take advantage of the important contribution from every Protandin supplement. You get comprehensive benefits, including support for healthy aging, optimal cellular energy, improved mental focus, and healthy longevity. And you can find more information about them at ceresrivas.lifevantage.com or on our episodes page. And I would love to see you. I would love to meet you in person. And we have a bunch of in-person classes coming up. We have a meet and greet that's available to everybody on Friday, August 19th at Citizens Trust in Columbus, Ohio on August 18th from 7 to 9. And then Saturday, August 19th will be our in-person awakening class in Dublin, Ohio. It will be at Jessica Bentley's Skin Spa. I'm so excited. It's going to be a lovely, intimate group in there. We're not live streaming it like some of our other classes. And so come and play and just be nurtured by that beautiful space and by the gentle energies of the awakening class. And we also are going to have a awakening class Saturday, November 4th in Chicago, Illinois. Woo-woo! Shoutout! My other home. And the theme of that class is coming home to you, while the one in August in Dublin, Ohio will be unleashing the hidden gems within you. The Chicago one will be in person in Chicago and live streamed around the world. And you can find out information about these classes at empoweringlightlanguage.com/livinganddying. Because in the Awakening class, we learn to live greater. We learn to have exuberant living our way, using these gentle energies in our unique gifts and capacities with creating that. And then we also have our Expansive Energies group, which is our self-care group, where we meet twice a month on Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern North America. Today is Friday, and today is one of our times where we're meeting. And this month's theme is celebrating the destruction of limitation. Pow! Celebrate! Holiday! I got excited there. And the information for our Expansive Energies group is at empoweringlightlanguage.com/expansive energies. It's only $45 a month to join, super cheap, and you get 2 therapeutic energy work sessions with our group, and you get the audio replays and more. All right. Also, so y'all know, we had a great successful live meet and greet for our Being a Different Possibility for Families here in Charlotte. And we're going to have our next live event where you get to meet me, where you get to meet other people in the community on Sunday, September 10th at 2 p.m. Also here in Charlotte. It's on our Facebook page. It's going to actually, I think it's on our website as well now. And our next monthly call is going to be on August 21st, right after our Awakening class in Dublin, Ohio. And that theme is, there's no one size fits all. I think we all know that. Now, what do we do about it? What do we do when somebody else is trying to have us fit into a box and thinking that it's one size fits all? Boo, boo, go away. Okay. All right, let's get back into it. As promised, I want to share with you some of the questions that we can ask ourselves, our families, and the children to have this information of what they require. And I forgot to mention before the break, when I was talking about the family that I adore, that they were talking to their child about their experiences before their teeth were going to be removed. One of the things that they didn't even think to do beforehand, that now that they did, was, hey, I've had my teeth removed. And this is what happened to me, and this is how it felt like. And I felt so much better after it was removed because I was in pain. And then I was able to eat the things I wanted to eat and go and play and have energy. And so then the child asked, well, how many teeth did you get removed, Dad? And how many teeth did you get removed, Mom? And they were really curious. You could see him being like, okay, this isn't happening at me. This is happening for me. Got it. Okay. And that's the thing, is that anywhere as a parent, you can reframe things so that they can see that it's happening for their benefit, truly, and not because you think it's the right way and the only way, but really looking at, this is something that you love. This is something that you want to do, and talking about what they would get from it in the things that they love, like in their currency, as my mom mentioned in last week's call about knowing each child's currency. It's really, really important to have that when you're vulnerable and speaking with from your experience, but also making sure you're including what their body needs and the energy that you need to be for their body and with their body, okay? So one of the things that I like to ask either in my head, especially if it's an infant or a toddler, maybe they don't know language in the same way, I say it out loud as well, because even if they don't comprehend it language-wise, they do get this energetically, is I'll be holding an infant or I'll be hugging on a toddler. And I ask, so what are you aware of that I'm not getting yet? Just get what that would have created for you. If somebody had asked you as a kid, what are you aware of that I'm not getting yet? Actually seeing you as an expert of your life. Instead of, oh, no, I know better because I'm an adult, even though I have all this other stuff that I haven't dealt with from my childhood, I know better. Or because even though I am trying to do adulting in this very particular way, I'm going to get what it means to be a child or a teenager or a young person in this world right now, even though the world's completely different right now than it ever was when I was that age. Okay. So what would it create if you actually asked, what are you aware of that I'm not getting yet? and let me get this with you, basically. Like, I'd like to have this information with you. I'd like to learn and receive from you. Are you, as an adult, as an educator, as a parent, a caregiver, willing to receive the awareness that they have about you, about themselves, as much as you're willing to advise and give to them? Because if not, then you're probably creating a relationship that isn't going to really work and empower them the way you think. It sounds like it'd be very disempowering, actually. And my role in the lives of the families that I work with is to not make them wrong, but to highlight where there's could be these small tweaks in their perspective that can have it be more empowering for every member of the family, that can create more space for everybody. And so everyone's needs can be acknowledged and met. What would that have been like for your family? What are those needs, right? What are those things that you were aware of that it's like, wow, I really knew this was going on and nobody asked me or nobody listened. I wasn't acknowledged, okay? The other question I really like to ask is, what's right about what you're choosing right now that I'm not getting? It could be they're tattooing, they're piercing, they're changing their hair. You don't really get it. You don't know why they're doing it. But if you ask this, you're like, oh, you might get some information about it's their self-expression, or it's them wanting to connect with their peers, or they're trying to play around with their imagination and figure out who they are. If they're tantruming, what's right about what you're choosing right now that I'm not getting yet? Oh, you're trying to tell me you're unhappy right now, or you're constipated, or you're hungry, you're tired, you're dysregulated. Oh, we need to change where we are right now, or you're really picking up on the energy of this person and you're not liking it and we need to move you away from this person. There's a lot. I'm just giving some examples, right? So when you ask what's right about what you're choosing right now that I'm not getting yet, it gets you out of the judgment of judging what they're choosing, that stops you from actually connecting with them and having a clarity of what is there, what is actually working for them, what needs are being met with that behavior, or what are they trying to communicate to you with their behavior? Okay. Behavior is communication. I don't care how old you are, behavior is communication. And a lack of action, when there's an absence of a certain behavior, is also communication as well. There's information for you. It may be that they've never been exposed to that, they don't value it, they're really not great at doing that yet. They haven't developed that skill. There's something there for you to look at all the time. Just an idea. Okay. I love the question of asking what's right about your family and what's working in your family that you aren't embracing, that you haven't acknowledged yet either. A lot of families think that they're not as good as other families. They're comparing themselves to so-and-so down the street, or to that person in that play group, to the other child that is at the school. And that really stops you from seeing you and seeing your family as the gift that it is, and seeing what's going to really uniquely work for your family. Like the theme in the next virtual Being a Different Possibility for Families call, there is no one size fits all. There is no one way to do family, to create families. And anytime we're trying to apply stuff that isn't going to work for our families onto our family, it's so heavy. It's such a pressure, and it feels so constraining, like a prison. And then when you get certain behaviors come up in your kids, they may be trying to tell you that and alert you to that. This isn't working. Why are you trying to tell me that I need to behave like Joey down the street, or like Sally, or like Soraya, or like, there's so many kids' names are coming up. Hi to all the kids here and their energy, right? So that's one of the things that I would love for you to play with as well, is even if it's be it your own family or the families you work with, what's right about this family that I'm working with? Even though the mom's yelling at me and complaining, or they're trying to push their agenda onto something, or they're really upset or they won't bring their child to parent-teacher conferences. What's right about this choice that I'm not getting yet? What's at play here? And oftentimes when I ask this question, I get so much information that comes to mind that softens this frustration I might have, or the stress I might have, or where I'm unknowingly rejecting them or and seeing them as wrong in some way when they're not. It's like, oh, this is what they're choosing. These are some of the reasons why they might be choosing it. How can I contribute? Is there a place for me here? Maybe there's not. Maybe this, they just have to play this out, and then it's going to be for me to connect with them at another time. Okay. I'm not doing that, CDs to the rescue anymore. Right. And that's the other thing too, is that what limiting beliefs do you have about your role with your family? And if, and this applies to educators, I thought that I needed to be the expert when I first started in my career. I needed to show and prove that I was an authority, that I, even though I looked really young, that I could contribute to families. And now I'm like, no, I have trainings. I have expertise. Absolutely. Yes, I'm an authority, but the parents and the kids are also an authority on their bodies, on their lives. And I need to include that information, that awareness into what we're doing. Otherwise, they're going to depend on me. And I don't want them to depend on me. I want them to feel like they got this and they can do this when I'm not around. They can do this no matter who else is around. And that takes them knowing how to do this for themselves and with their own bodies. And for me to slowly, I hold them there, and then slowly, teachers know about this, the scaffolding, right? You fade out how much cueing, how much support they require so that they become more independent with that skill. Well, that's also what I invite families and parents to do with the kids in their lives. How much more could you start to pass off and empower them and teach them how to do, to take it off your plate so that they get the message, I know you can do this. I know you're capable of it. And are you willing to be crappy at this on the way to being great at this? A lot of parents are letting their kids be messy and crappy and make mistakes and fall on the way to being great at it. And it's cutting them, their legs out from under them. And then they can't stand on their own when they're in adulthood. And that's a lot of the adults then come to me because, like, I didn't learn about this. I was told this instead. Every time I try to do this, this is the message I got. Okay. So what are those limiting beliefs that you have that are in the way of you seeing all the possibilities available with your kids, with your family, or with the families that you're working with? All right, let's go ahead and take our next break, y'all. It is time for a break. You are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, with myself, Ceres, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss Listening to Children's Bodies and Energies, Part 3. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today our show topic has been Listening to Children's Bodies and Energies, Part 3. And definitely, definitely, definitely check out our previous episodes that called Listening to Children's Bodies and Energies. We talked about different things for each of them. And I'm very curious what else you'd like us to talk about. So if there's a particular theme around listening to children's bodies and energies that you'd like me to address, please let me know. I create these episodes very much based on the feedback y'all give me. So thank you for the feedback. And yeah, let me know what else you'd like to have us explore together. Before we went on break, we were talking about some questions that we can ask children directly even if they are infants and toddlers and don't necessarily understand the language, but they can perceive the energy of it. So we can get more clarity, more of those ahas, those messages from our bodies about what we could do. And I got the aha that maybe for some of you, you're still needing to develop your own awareness of messages from your body. That's okay. We can work on that. Reach out to me. And we can also work on it as a family. And one of the things that I recommend to all my families is if you're going to these different energy work trainings and self-help development trainings, check and see which are the ones that you can go to that allow kids to come. Because I love seeing kids in these trainings. They're such a contribution. They move the energy so much. You are reminded of what you didn't get information on as a child when you're seeing these kids run around. You also brings up some of the things that you were told that was a lie. And your kids get to have these tools straight out of the horse's mouth from the people that are facilitating these classes. You don't have to try to remember it all and disseminate it and then try to translate it to them in their language. They're going to be marinating in that energy with you. And then you can go ahead and have continued conversations about what was going on in those trainings, in those classes afterwards at home. And I, just in case you guys don't know, kids are free to come to all of the awakening classes, to the live meet and greets about being a different possibility. Kids are free to come with paying adults. So bring the kids, and make sure, you know, bring snacks, bring toys, but they are super, super welcome and gratefully, eagerly so. I've always loved having kids in the classes, and every time I've had kids, it is exactly congruent with the complexity of my business, where we have this woo-woo energy work that's so awesome and expansive and yumtastic, and then we have work with families and kids and bodies, and then we have coaching in there and facilitation, and the kids are sometimes step up. I had a kiddo last summer in Indianapolis. We had an awakening class where she was basically co-facilitating the class. I was like, all right, you are dropping the knowledge and the wisdom here, youngin. Thank you so much. So I wonder how empowering it could be for them to step up into stage and like share their awareness and actually be received and heard, like we talked about earlier. What do you know? What do you know that I haven't acknowledged yet, that I haven't been willing to get with you yet? And we asked that in the class, and this young woman said, oh, this and this, and this is what I would like, and this is what I'd like the world to be like, and I'd like people to care for about the earth and all these different amazing things. And I was like, yes, me too, me too. So take them to the trainings and classes with you. Ask questions about who is facilitating these classes, about what they know about kids, if they're comfortable with having the kids in the class. And if they're not, choose a different class. It could be my class or any other person's class, but make sure that they're welcoming with that, because even if it's all adults in the class, someone needs to be able to speak to your inner child to unlock what your inner child knew, and that they can contribute to you now, that what that knowledge could be for you now. So even if it's all adults, there's still an energy there of needing to address your inner child's needs, so that you can have more of what you'd like around bodies and energies, okay? And then next week, we're going to be talking about, let me pull it up, my goodness gracious. Next week, our topic is building your confidence by awakening the powers within. I'm going to read the description. Building your confidence requires considering multiple factors. When someone feels powerless, worthless, or a loss, partnering with their body and awakening the powers within them allows them to feel clear on their past, present, and future so that they can take action, shifting effortlessly from one way of being, speaking, receiving, and creating to another with ease. Without an awareness of the powers, a category of the elements of living, people perpetuate the limiting patterns of victimhood that keep them captive to their fear, doubt, and regret. What if we utilize all the energies at our disposal to navigate the world with more poise, no matter what is happening in our lives? Instead of criticizing ourselves, we can go deeper into what it would take for us to know how strong and capable we are. Join us next time. next time.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.